are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, a lot to talk about. I know everybody's been talking about the debate last night. I got to be honest with you, because I was doing my show, I TiVo'd it, and I only saw the first half, but trust me, I got to the part where Newt Gingrich just slammed Juan Williams, right, for the whole racial comment. So I saw the best part from what I understand, but I know everybody's been kind of talking about it. I thought it was pretty good. I thought Newt did a good job. I thought Romney held his own very well. Rick Perry still is donning the good haircut. You know, he is. Ron Paul, I don't know, he was, you know, complaining that a minute commercial is not long enough to rip on Santorum. So, you know, he's grumpy. He probably needs some serotonin. I think Ron Paul really needs some serotonin. He's kind of getting at that age where he needs a little bit of a boost because he's just really getting grumpy. But it was, it was pretty good. I mean, I'm a huge fan of what Newt has to say. I always have. I mean, you know, when you listen to him, he makes sense. Let's teach people how to get the job and then teach them how to own the job. I think it's great. Absolutely. Why not? And for many of us that did janitorial duties, no, I don't really find it insulting. You know, Juan Williams, I don't have the sound clip, you know, had referred to Newt Gingrich, telling underserved kids to probably go and get janitorial jobs. I'm paraphrasing. And I'm like, I did that. I have no problem mopping and clean. I mean, that's what I did. I made money any way I could. I mean, you know, legally, of course. And, you know, you should be proud. And, you know, he was talking about sanitation jobs now are getting paid more and more. And I love our sanitation workers. And, you know, I haven't, you know, done sanitation myself. No, I don't think it's an insult. So he handled himself very, very well. Romney still looks like my big thing is I would love to see, even if Newt Gingrich didn't get the nomination, him debate Obama, though. You know, I mean, I wish there was a way we could just have Newt do the debate. I mean, I'm sure Romney would do well in the debate, but I don't think anybody would slam, you know, all the attacks as well as Newt could during the debate. And it's frustrating because that would be a wonderful show. Wonderful show. But like I said, I think Romney held his own. I think so far he's doing good. But it's going to be interesting because they say already the polls are starting to show a narrowing lead between Gingrich and Romney. So that's all I'm going to say on that because, again, I still have half the debate TiVo'd. Right, probably when I work out later, I'll watch the rest of it. I know Glee is being TiVo'd. Everything's being TiVo'd. American Idol, I don't think, is on yet. That's being TiVo'd. I don't even watch commercials. I really feel sorry for all these companies spending millions and millions of dollars of commercials when most of us are TiVoing. Yeah, now, I do watch Super Bowl commercials. Those I sit, you know, because you really don't TiVo the Super Bowl. You want to see that live, but or DVR. But everything else, you know, I got to tell you, we don't have a lot of fancy stuff in our house. We don't have a lot of fancy electronics. But I got to tell you, that DVR is probably one thing I couldn't live with because I'm just not around to watch TV. And, yeah, I know it's not exciting to watch a debate TiVo'd. But at least I could fast forward through all the Ron Paul stuff. I know. People who like Ron Paul are mad at me. I know. You know, you can't win them all. All right, so a lot to talk about. This transcript between the Coast Guard and the captain. If you haven't heard excerpts of it, I've got to fill you in. I am surprised a conversation like this had to take place. So we're going to talk about that with the Italian cruise disaster. Looks like Burger King is now going to try out delivery. You know, I tell you, with the recession, didn't somebody say that? I'm going to misquote them. But didn't somebody say with the recession, you get some of the most creative, ingenious ideas? I mean, it sparks more creativity. Right. And then actually spawns new businesses. Now, again, I'm not a big Burger King fan. I don't like charbroiled burgers. I just don't. I like them, you know, the way McDonald's tastes. Not that's healthiest, but still. But yeah, so Burger King's going to try delivery. I don't know if the fries are going to get soggy. I don't know if the coffee's going to get cold, but they're going to try it out. You know, you just have to be creative. This is a real, real rough time. And, you know, the Obama administration would just love to close down fast food if they could. So these guys have to come up with something. Now, my only problem is I don't think that really helps the whole obesity epidemic because, you know, we want you to kind of get up, right, off your butt and into your car. Delivery to the house really doesn't help, except Super Bowl time. Super Bowl time. I like it. Also, very interesting scientific discovery. They think that many of our flu pandemics have to do with La Nina. You know, when cool waters come to the surface of the Eastern Pacific. So they think there's La Nina and El Flu connection. So we're going to talk about that. I also want to talk about alcohol. Yeah, alcohol's in the news again, but not good news. Not good news. Alcohol, they're now saying no, none during pregnancy whatsoever. They're just saying, to heck with it, too many people are doing fetal alcohol syndrome. We're not even going to give you a guideline. So I know that really frustrates a lot of pregnant people, but we'll talk about that. And then finally, if we have time, there's a lady who decided, you know, I'm just going to work through lunch. I'll punch out so my boss doesn't get in trouble, but I'm going to work through lunch. And she ends up getting fired anyway, and then later sues the company. We're going to talk a little bit about labor laws and why the employee-employer relationship is so strained and going to get worse. So as you can see, pretty good show, huh? Right? Good teasers. Those are good teasers. I spent the whole first segment teasing. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, I would like to hear from you, but don't tease me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I would honestly, you know, I would love to debate. Why am I giving Newt all the credit? I think I could debate President Obama. I would love to, especially with healthcare. And I know what he's going to be. He's going to say, I don't know. Really? Why did you make this bill? What medical reasoning do you have to tell us doctors how to perform medicine? Where's the teleprompter? I would love to. Honestly, I'd love to debate. I don't need Newt debating for me for the Obamacare, but he could debate on everything else because I think he's pretty smart. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tweet me while the show is going on, all right? If you can't call in, I'd love to hear your tweets at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook, and don't go away. We're coming right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 182-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys. Okay, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry about that. Got a little cough today. Okay, so, you know, we've been just watching closely, very closely, what's been going on with this Italian cruise ship, the Costa Concordia. They did find 5 more bodies over the last 24 hours, so now the death toll has risen to 11. 24 people still missing, a number of German tourists, some American tourists as well. Francesco Schettino, the captain, has been placed on house arrest. I really think they should put him in house arrest on the boat. Okay, he should be just sitting there on the sinking ship. I don't think he should be in a nice, warm, comfortable house. You know, another thing people don't realize, you know, I was emailed and tweeted, and people ask me, well, why can't people just, you know, jump in the water? This wasn't like the Titanic where it was cold. From what I understand, the water was in the 50s. You know, you could still, you know, have hypothermia. Water was in the 50s. Plus, you needed to get to an area. You can't jump 4 or 5 stories into the water as easily as you think. I know they do it in the movies, but still, you know, would you jump out of a 4 or 5 story building? No, you'd probably try to get to the base. So it wasn't that easy. People couldn't just go to their balcony and jump over into nice, warm Italian water. It wasn't. It was very cold outside, because remember, it's still winter. It was very cold outside. The water was in the 50s, so it wasn't something that's simple. And also, keep in mind, in the dark, you don't want to jump in the water and nobody see you. And so it wasn't as simple as that. Now, what just, I think, blew a lot of our minds today was the actual conversation that occurred between the Coast Guard and the captain who fled the scene. Now, I didn't want to play the actual footage of this, the actual recording, because it's in Italian. So, you know, I was like, I can't speak Italian. Che passò? I can speak Spanish, but that wouldn't have done any justice. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to quickly read it in English, okay? And I got to tell you, this Coast Guard really laid into him. For those of you that actually listened to the translation, it was pretty impressive. So anyway, so the Coast Guard is Captain Gregorio Del Falco, okay, off the Italian Coast Guard in Livorno. All right. Now, apparently, Schettino starts to resist and he lays into him. So anyway, I'm just going to call him Coast Guard. Coast Guard. This is Del Falco speaking from Livorno. Am I speaking with the commander? Schettino. No. Okay. I guess good evening, Commander Del Falco. Okay. Don't good evening me, basically. He goes, please tell me your name. Schettino. Well, I'm Commander Schettino. Commander. He goes, Schettino, listen, Schettino, there are people trapped on board. Now you go with your boat under the prow on the starboard side. There's a pilot ladder. You will climb that ladder and go on board. You go on board and then you will tell me how many there are. Is that clear? I'm recording this conversation, Commander Schettino. Now Schettino starts to argue. He should have said yes, sir. He goes, Commander, let me tell you one thing. And he goes, speak up. Put your hand in front of the microphone and speak more loudly. Is that clear? I mean, he's not taking any mercy here. And he goes, well, in the moment, the boat is tipping. Okay? Coast Guard, I understand that. Listen, there are people that are coming down the pilot ladder of the prow. You go up that pilot ladder, get on that ship and tell me how many people are still on board and what they need. Is that clear? You need to tell me if there are children, women, people in need of assistance, special needs, and tell me the exact number of each of these categories. Is that clear? Listen, Schettino, that you saved yourself from the sea, but I'm going to make sure you get in trouble. Another translation was, I'm going to make sure you hurt for this. That was another translation. He goes, I am going to make you pay for this. Go on board. And then he starts cussing. Okay. Schettino goes, Commander, please. He's still arguing with the guy. Okay. The captain is still arguing with the Coast Guard. Coast Guard says, no, please. You now get up and go on board. They're telling me that on board there are still. Okay. And Schettino argues, I am here with the rescue boats. I am here. I'm not going anywhere. I am here. Coast Guard's like, well, what are you doing, Commander? Schettino's like, well, I'm here to coordinate the rescue. Coast Guard's like, what are you coordinating there? Go on board. Coordinate the rescue from aboard the ship. Are you refusing? Schettino's like, no, I'm not refusing. Coast Guard's like, are you refusing to go aboard, Commander? Can you tell me the reason why you're not going? You know, Captain Schettino, well, I'm not going because the other lifeboat is stopped. What is this guy's problem? Coast Guard, you go aboard. It is an order. Don't make any more excuses. You have declared abandoned ship. Now I'm in charge. You go on board. Is that clear? Do you hear me? Go and call me when you are on board. My air rescue crew is there. Okay, here's Schettino. Where are the rescuers? Where are your rescuers? He goes, my air rescue is on the prowl. Go. There are already bodies, Schettino. The captain's like, well, how many bodies are there? Coast Guard's like, I don't know. I have heard of one. You are the one who has to tell me how many bodies are there. And then there's an expletive. Schettino's like, but do you realize it is dark? And here we can't see anything? I mean, he's still arguing. Coast Guard, I mean, he's wasting the Coast Guard's time. Coast Guard, and so what? Do you want to go home, Schettino? It is dark and you want to go home? Get on that prow of the boat using the pilot ladder and tell me what can be done. How many people are there and what are their needs now? Schettino's like, I'm here with my second in command. Coast Guard's like, the both of you go. Go up then. You and your second go on board now. Is that clear? Schettino, Commander, I want to go on board, but it is simply that the other boat here, there are other rescuers. It is stopped and it is waiting. Okay, so anyway, he's now really getting ticked. Coast Guard, he's screaming. If you listen to the Italian transcript, Coast Guard is screaming now. He goes, it has been an hour that you have been telling me the same thing. Now go on board, and then tell me immediately how many people there are. Finally, after all this, Captain Schettino goes, okay, Commander. And, of course, Coast Guard says, go immediately, and then it stops. But you wonder what the heck happened. I say drugs. Okay, I don't really like to just, guess out of the blue, but I mean, you know, for a captain of a ship, okay, now true, I grew up with Captain Steubing, okay, the Love Boat, and Captain Steubing was very brave, very dapper. He wouldn't have left the ship, okay, and he looked very sober. this guy here, I bet he did something. I bet he was under the influence and he fled. All right? Because, I mean, this doesn't sound like somebody thinking clearly. It doesn't. Now, again, it's very difficult because when I tried to listen to the Italian, I mean, it didn't sound like, you know, he was on meth or drunk or pot or anything like that. I mean, you can't tell, but you wonder, why would somebody flee? Why would somebody do that? And it's extremely frustrating. So, you know, of course, they were interviewing people on what the captain should have done, what were his duties. And, of course, everybody said, you stay with the ship. You wait till all souls on board are safe. You don't flee. You don't go. And, you know, they said, you know, most American cruise lines, this wouldn't happen. You know, we have safety measures in place. Well, from what I understand, they had safety measures in place. It's just the captain was an idiot. Was an absolute idiot. Now, he has an attorney. The attorney said that Captain Schettino was very brave and did all he could. Did all he could. There's still people missing. There's still 24 people missing. Now, he's on house arrest. He's nice and safe. He should be on board. But you know what? He's so useless. Well, that's another thing I'm wondering, okay? If the Coast Guard thought that he would be of assistance, all right, and you see the Coast Guard already told him to get back on the ship, he would still be on the ship now. I'm betting there was something, again, something wrong. Or they thought it was going to be a flight risk. But I really hope they drug tested this guy because I want to know what's going on. I really, really do. Because it's very frightening. Absolutely very frightening. But just looking at this transcript, you're just in awe that the Coast Guard had to spend that much time and energy trying to convince him to get back. And you saw he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to get back on there. But that's, you know, that's your job. I mean, me, you know, I run a medical office when I was in the ER. If there is a fire, I'm the last one out. I know that. You just know you're the last one out. You take care of everybody. You take care of the patients. You don't flee. You know, when you're in that sort of a position and you're honored with that position, you it's understood you take on the role that you are going to be the last one off, the last one out. Everybody else's safety is first. How could somebody want to save his own neck? Now, I don't know much about cruise line captains. Okay, I thought many of them, like I said, were Captain Steubing-like or were retired Navy servicemen or Marines or something. You know, I thought it was a real, real honor, you know, to be somebody that was captain of a cruise line. And maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe these are people that failed. I don't know. Because how could somebody like this get such an important job? How? You know, it blows my mind. You know, same thing happened, you know, years ago when pilots would be drinking before they flew. I mean, don't they realize they have souls that they're in charge of? You don't play with other people's lives. Otherwise, don't take the job. Don't take it. We don't need you. No, thank you. So anyway, all right, we're going to be coming up on break soon. We're going to get to some medical news, but I'm just still shaking my head. And it's so unsettling to know. So unsettling to know that we still have people there. You know, they believe that some of these people may still be alive trying to breathe out of an air pocket. And because of the way the ship tilted and some of the changes with the metal, people could be trapped in the room. And it's just so scary to think that people could still be trapped while we're talking about this. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to come back. Medical news coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Guys, sorry, I was waiting for the crescendo in the music. You know, it's got a cool beat. It's got a cool beat, but waiting for the crescendo. So sorry if I took too long to come on. I'm trying to figure out this whole La Nina, El Nino weather issue. I got to tell you, I love weather science and geological science, if that's what it is, and meteorology. I love it. I just never really had a chance to learn it. So I'm kind of looking at this because it interweaved with some medical news today. And this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. And they said that if you look at previous flu pandemics, they say that the last four flu pandemics all occurred after... Is it La Nina or not Nina? I'm going to say La Nina. I think it's an N-A instead of an N-A. I'm going to say La Nina. And I'm going to just assume that BBC News... couldn't type it. Now, La Nina events bring cool waters to the surface of the eastern Pacific. All right. Now, they say when this happens, a lot of birds that carry the flu change migratory patterns. They say that so when the climactic phenomenon may make a pandemic more likely, They say it is not sufficient on its own and may not be necessary. Oh, I hate that. I hate scientific talk. Not sufficient, not necessary. Just tell us what you're trying to say. They say when La Nina, the cold cousin of El Nino, now El Nino we know because that's what brings the hurricanes. We know about that. They say the two collectively make up the El Nino Southern Oscillation, ENSO. Okay, are you guys getting all this? Because this is all news to me. Certainly, ENSO affects weather and precipitation and humidity around the world. But the effects are varied around the world. Okay, we got that. Okay, can you just kind of stick to one point? Nevertheless, they say the last four pandemics, the Spanish flu that began in 1918, the Asian flu of 57, the Hong Kong flu of 58, and the swine flu 2009, were all preceded by periods of La Nina conditions. What pandemics have in common is that they all feature novel strains of the virus to which people have not developed immunity. Okay, I'll give them that. They say typically these are created when two existing strains infecting an animal, such as a bird or a pig, exchange genetic material. Are they trying to say it's like mass chaos? Maybe that's what happened on Noah's boat. He had pigs and birds all in the same quarters, and they interlinked genetic. I don't know if there was a big flu at that time. The link to La Nina events is no claro, but research has shown that some wild birds' patterns of flights and stopovers during migrations or molting times differ between El Nino and La Nina years. All right, so I get what they're trying to say. So they're trying to say El Nino and La Nina, okay, cause weather patterns, animals act differently, and we've had four flus that may mean there's something to it. So maybe the next La Nina or the next El Nino will be ready. I guess. I mean, it's cool stuff. I really don't get it that much. I mean, if it's that simple as weather patterns and waters coming up, cooling and heating and birds going the other way, I mean, I guess it makes some sense. I just, not my particular field. Come on, you know what? I reported that the best. You know, I watch the reporters on CNN and Fox, and yeah, they bring in consultants and specialists. You know, I mean, I could have brought in a meteorologist to make this flow, but please, really? I mean, do we really care that much about that? All right, La Nina. Got it. Okay, Burger King. I mean, if you want, I'll bring in guests. I'll bring in a meteorologist if that's what you want, okay? But I think at the 5 minutes or so I'm giving it any attention, I could do a pretty good job. And I'll tell you, if I don't know what the heck I'm talking about, I'll tell you. I mean, I'm just supposed to report the news. I'm not supposed to understand everything. I mean, except the doctor stuff. Okay, Burger King. Oh, I could talk about fast food. I know about that. All right, so Burger King is trying out delivery service at some stores in Virginia and Maryland in a way to boost sales. Honestly, the Burger King hamburger, it's not that tasty. You know what stinks? You want to know what stinks? Many airports, and I don't mean to put down Burger King. I'm just being very honest, okay? From a gastrointestinal perspective, many airports have burgers, you know, Burger King. And so it's a much heavier sandwich. And when you're going on a 5-6 hour flight, plus you don't know about the delay, you want to eat, you know, as much as you can before you're going to be starving on the flight because these flights don't carry food. And you really can't keep a burger warm past 30 minutes before it starts, you know, kind of being weird and soggy. So you down a Whopper, and I am sick and bloated the whole time on the plane. And again, I don't want to insult Burger King. It's just a fact. I cannot down a Whopper and be comfortable on a flight. And so I just kind of have a bone to pick with the Whopper. I just don't want to be gassy. All right. So they say here that available 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. delivery. Also, the people sitting in front of me don't want that, too. Deliveries cost $2, and there is a minimum order of $8. Oh, yeah. I want a 99-cent drink. All right. Drive to my house. A minimum order of $8 to $10, depending on the market. The restaurant, whose rivals include McDonald's and Wendy's, is delivering meals such as a 40-piece chicken tenders and two bottled drinks for $10.99. Oh, boy. I don't know. You know what? If you're going to go through that trouble, just get a pizza. Pizza and some hot wings. I'm just really getting into Super Bowl food right now. We got the playoffs coming up. Oh, thank you for all the, you know, warm messages about my picks for this week. Yeah, I mean, as much as I like the Patriots, they're not going to win because of the NFL injury report. So it's going to be the Ravens, and it's going to be the New York Giants that win this week. So I didn't realize I had that much support. Usually I get emails this time of year saying, Dahlia, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. You know, stick with the colon. And no, I think I do know what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, where are we? How am I doing on time? You know what? I got some time here. I want to talk about this. This is cool. I wasn't going to talk about this. All right. Apparently, there is a smart pill that may be coming out on the market with an edible microchip that tells you and your doctor when your next dose is due. Okay, the system is going to be offered to patients taking medication for heart conditions and diabetes. Now, that's good because a lot of us, we forget our medicines. They're called smart pills. This is really cool stuff. You take your drugs along with an extra tablet embedded with, oh, wait a second, I may not want to do that. So you take your pills along with an extra tablet embedded with a tiny edible sensor, which sends back information to a receiver in the form of a patch worn on the shoulder or arm. See, you know what? If you're going to go through this technology, you know, tell us if we got colon cancer or stomach cancer in there. That's what I would rather they do. They say this tracks when the drugs were taken in the dose, as well as monitoring heart rate and body temperature. It also alerts a patient to when the next dose is due and records whether the patient is sleeping well or taking enough exercise. Dr. Dahlia, your next birth control is due. And please get off your butt. You're not getting enough exercise. You know what? My husband is going to want one with the British accent. He's really into that. Your body temperature is hot. All right. He's not getting one of these. I'm going to say that right now. The information is then downloaded to a computer or smartphone, which can be accessed by the patient and their doctor. You are about to expel gas. Older patients in particular may need to remember to take 5 or more different pills at a time, 3 times a day for heart disease and diabetes. And around half of patients do not take their medication properly, meaning they are not getting the full benefit. That's why I have 2 kids. Under the Helios system of smart pills, they would get the 5 drugs they need each time in a blister pack, and the pack would include the Helios sensor tablet embedded, and it's the size of a grain of rice. I don't know if I like that. I don't like the idea of electronics being inside my bowels. I mean, it was hard enough for me to handle the whole colonoscopy, but, I mean, it didn't beep. It didn't, you know, tweet. I mean, is this sucker going to tweet me on my smartphone? What is this doing? Your colon is not clean. Tweet. I don't think I want to know. I don't know about this. I mean, it's cool. But, I mean, I'd rather almost have a robot watch, you know, what medicine I take saying, you screwed up, take more. I don't know if I want a pill that I'm swallowing telling me I didn't take enough pills. That was a suppository. Please regurgitate and insert in the correct orifice. No, I don't. Not interested. Not interested. All right, when we come back. Are you damned if you do, damned if you don't with your job? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And for those of you that want to hear the Dr. Dahlia Show, yes, there are some of you. Yes, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Very smart people. In your state, in your local city, please contact your news talk station. Tell them to call Genesis Communications Network, GCN, to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your station. Actually, you could just say, bring Dr. Dahlia. They'll look me up. They'll see me. I'm in Wikipedia, but keep in mind, in the next 24 hours, Wikipedia is going to have that blackout, right? I'm trying to think which companies are going to do their blackout. I think Wikipedia is Boeing. Boeing, have you guys heard about that? They're doing their blackout. This is in protest of SOPA. SOPA is the act that's right now going on in Congress, the Stop Online Piracy Act. And apparently it is so restrictive that many Internet websites are striking. And their form of striking is doing a blackout. So Wikipedia, Reddit, Boeing are scheduled to temporarily shut down in the next 24 hours. And I believe to be off for about 24 hours. So for those of you that use Wikipedia to get through your school papers, you're going to be in trouble. It sounds like Twitter, Facebook, they're not joining in. They're going to still be active. So for those of us that would have gone through withdrawal, we should be okay. But again, you know, if your news talk station is looking me up, if Wikipedia is down, I'm sure they'll find me on many other websites. All right, so let's talk about this lady. This is kind of interesting because this happens, I think, a lot more often than we know. Okay, a Chicago receptionist was fired because what happened is she punched out for lunch. All right, her name is Sharon Smiley, but she wanted to finish up an extra assignment she had been given. So this happened back in 2010, in January, so 2 years ago. And she had worked at a real estate firm for 10 years. She was, you know, pretty familiar with the policy, knowing that there was a mandatory 30-minute lunch break, but she really didn't want anything to eat, so she stayed at her desk and worked. I mean, a lot of us have done that. I've done that with jobs. I'm like, you know what? I ate my sandwich after 5 minutes. I can't just sit still for 30 minutes. You know, let me eat. Also, we didn't have computers then, like, you know, where you could surf the Internet. Internet wasn't around then. So I had nothing to do but work. So I would work on my mandatory break. It happened. So she goes, well, I'm not hungry. I'll just do this work. And then when I get back from lunch, I can do the original work rather than the extra assignment I was doing. Well, a manager came up to her and said, look, you got to take a break. All right, but she remained at her desk. The manager kind of came back and said, look, you have to take a break. Well, apparently human resources got involved. Then the human resources agent said, look, you're violating Illinois labor laws that require us to give workers a break. You have to go. Now, from what I understand, her employers, Equity Lifestyle Properties, were already wary about Ms. Smiley's workload. She had a stroke in July of the previous year, which prompted her to miss about 3 months of work. And legally, the company, from what I understand, has a right to be concerned over her behavior because the law says that employers are liable if they knowingly allow their employees to work during lunch. Now, what I don't understand is why did she refuse? Why didn't she say, you know what, guys, I got you. I don't want you to get in trouble. No big deal. I just realized I'm no big deal. But apparently she stood and fought. So from what I understand, the employers were in a position where they were like, oh, my gosh, you know, if she works during lunch, we're in trouble. Then leave. You're out of here. So they fired her. All right. And it's a shame because it didn't have to go like this. Well, she ends up getting an attorney. She pleads her case to the attorney because apparently because she was fired, she couldn't get unemployment benefits for this. And they end up winning a settlement where she gets her one-time salary, a percentage of it, and then $528 for every 2 weeks until she had found another job. So she ends up getting her unemployment benefits. She's happy. The employer is kind of scratching their head. And many of us who are employees, employers, we really don't know what to do with this. Okay, now this is probably a topic we need to discuss later when we have a lot more time. But as an employee and as an employer, there's multiple sides to this. Now, for any of you that have ever owned a business and had a labor law dispute, it's not easy. It is not easy. A colleague of mine had a nurse who needed to leave 2 hours early. Somebody was in an accident. She had to run to the hospital. So he said, go. You have to go. Go. So she goes. So she leaves 2 hours early. Okay, great. All right. So on her paycheck, she gets paid 2 hours less. Okay. It gets brought up later on, you know, through the year. Well, you docked me. You didn't pay me my full paycheck. And they go back. They go, but you left early. You left early. And she had never clocked out because she ran out. She never clocked out. All right. So there was no proof that she left early. She left early. All right. None of the other employees, they were busy, didn't know. So anyway, she claimed, no, you underpaid me by 2 hours. So she, and they're like, okay, you're crazy. Now, probably what the boss should have done is not had her run off. He probably should have said, okay, before you leave in this massive emergency, I need you to fill out some paperwork. Okay. But nobody does that. I can't tell you how many, even my employees. I'm like, you gotta go. Godspeed, go. Don't wait for us. She probably, what happened is she left, and she said, somebody clocked me out. Nobody did. So anyway, there was no proof that she clocked out and left. So it goes to the labor board. The labor board finds the employer, and I guess on the statement, it said something to the effect of, you could fight this. But keep in mind, if you lose, the fine's going to be even worse. So, you know, the employer's like, you know what, I don't have time for this. Well, then fine, I'll just take the fine. But what that does is it ruins it for everybody else. All right, so then now, what are we supposed to do as employers? If any employers are listening, what do you do? If somebody needs to leave and run out in a hurry, should you have paperwork? Does everything have to be witnessed? Does everything have to be notarized? But then on the flip side, take a look at the Chicago lady. I mean, you know, she has some good work ethic. She really didn't feel like eating. She didn't want to leave on her mandatory lunch. Why can't she sit there and work? Why are the laws so severe that the employers were scared to death to let her sit at her desk? That's ridiculous. And again, we still don't know why she didn't fight him. She should have said, look, guys, I totally understand you. I've been with you for 10 years. I get you. If there's going to be an issue, no big deal. Not a big deal. I'll leave. I'll go for a walk. I don't know why she didn't do that. Why did she sit there and, you know, fight and stay at her desk? But if you don't give your employee their mandatory lunch, you could be in a lot of trouble. Now, I know these laws exist because there's been many employers who abuse their employees. That's why these laws come into play. But now we're noticing such restrictiveness with this, that it's actually coming back to haunt employees all over again. I mean, in my particular office, this is what I don't understand I can't do. And it's a little frustrating for me. One of my staff, let's say, calls in sick. 1 week, right? Calls in sick Wednesday, or, you know, let's say they call in sick Wednesday. Okay, they come back Thursday, feeling better. Friday, they go, Dr. Dahlia, can I make up the hours next week so my paycheck ends up being the same? Okay, that's logical. Why not? Well, I'd love to. Why not? Sprinkle the extra eight hours throughout the next week. This way you didn't really have any damage missing that day the week before. Why not? Makes sense. Because according to our labor laws, if somebody works over 40 hours in a week, you got to pay them time and a half. All right? Why does it have to be that way? Why can't it be if somebody wants to make up hours, they could just make up hours? But no, because people had been working overtime and not getting paid time and a half, that law exists. But then what that makes me do as an employer, I mean, if the person's making $20 an hour, I'm going to be forced to pay them $30 an hour for them to make up time. I have to say no. I can't spend that money. Or if somebody's making $10 an hour, then you're paying them $15. So, a lot of these laws are so restrictive that it really takes away this whole kind of family-like atmosphere. I don't give a heart and dude if they want to make up the extra hours so their paycheck is the same. I'm not losing any money. But because of the laws, I will lose money because you got to pay them time and a half. So as an employer, you hesitate. And we're noticing more and more of this, knocking heads type of thing with employees and employers. Now, true, there was a lot of abuse of the system and employees need their protections. But here we have a lady that wanted to work during lunch. And this turned into a very expensive lawsuit for the employer. And the employer did what they could. It's something I want to revisit. For those of you joining us, thank you. It was a great show. If you could stay on board for another couple hours, stay on board. We're still going. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.